Welcome to Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Matt Beckman, a Kansas City cellist, is here in the recital room of the Carlson Center at Johnson County Community College, ready to bring us a program of Bach, Benjamin Britten, and more. Here's Matt Beckman now with a Chaconne by Giuseppe Colombi.
Thank you all for coming. I wanted to say a few words about these first two pieces. The second two pieces on the program, the Bach and the Britten, are very well known, and they're well known for their connection to each other. That Britten wrote his first cello suite in a response to the first Bach suite after he heard Rostropovich give a performance of the Bach suites. These first two pieces, there is also a connection. This Colombi piece, which I just played, is one of the oldest pieces that we have in the cello literature. It was written likely sometime between 1650 and 1680, and it predates the Bach suites by 30 to 40 years. The second piece on the program is called Duello, and it's by a composer named Magnus Lindberg. He's a Finnish composer, and this piece was written as a part of a birthday gift to the Finnish cellist Anssi Karttunen. He is a champion of new music, and his wife organized for 30 composers to write a piece that was a reflection on this Chaconne, which I just played. Anssi Karttunen loved this Chaconne, and he loved to program it because it's such a fresh piece, and it's very well put together and is very seldom heard. So this piece, a duello, is a short reflection on that piece, and you'll hear that the duel is between a melody that Lindberg wrote to represent the letters of Anssi Karttunen's name and the theme of the Chaconne. So you'll hear both individual pieces, and then you'll hear them sort of intertwined, and then towards the end, the end result is that the Chaconne wins the duel. So enjoy.
Thank you.
From 2011, a duello for solo cello by Magnus Lindberg, with cellist Matt Beckman in a Ruel Joyce recital here at Johnson County Community College. Matt's returned to Kansas City after spending time concertizing and learning music back east. He has a Master of Music degree from the New England Conservatory in Boston, and before that he studied at St. Olaf College in Minnesota. Working closely with musicians from the Takash, Guarneri, and Cleveland quartets, Matt Beckman was inspired to become the cellist in the Haven String Quartet, the resident ensemble of Music Haven, a nonprofit community arts organization in New Haven, Connecticut. Known for being an adventuresome group, they performed in unlikely places like jazz clubs and planetariums. Next, we hear cellist Matt Beckman play one of the solo cello suites by Johann Sebastian Bach. Here's the first one in G major.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Kansas City cellist Matt Beckman, playing the first cello suite in G major by J.S. Bach. Now Matt goes from Bach to Britain in this Rule Joyce recital at Johnson County Community College. Here's Matt with a comparable but contrasting piece by Benjamin Britten, written in 1966. This is Britten's first cello suite, Opus 72.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Dedicated to the great cellist Mstislav Rostropovich. That's by British composer Benjamin Britten. His first of three cello suites that he wrote in the late 1960s. And played today by cellist Matt Beckman. Now a Kansas City resident, Matt has played for not only the Kansas City Symphony, but also for the Minnesota Orchestra, the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, and for the KC Chamber Orchestra. He's also the co-director of the Heartland Chamber Music Junior Festival in Kansas City. You can learn more about him at mattbeckman.net. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Thank you so much for joining us for this Classics Live, a Roel Joyce recital in the Carlson Center at Johnson County Community College. Chuck Smith is our recording engineer. Cordelia Brown is our Classics Live producer. Check our schedule for more great live and local performances at kansaspublicradio.org. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's the first movement from Camille Saint-Saëns' Third Violin Concerto, recorded in KPR's live music studio with violinist Claire Wells and pianist Laura Kennedy. This is Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio.